Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Love takes many forms and reaches across many boundaries. It can be hard at times and requires understanding and compromise. And sometimes it can happen between the most unexpected of individuals. That is just what friend of the show Wayne has in store for us today with his story, Ratonita.
Raton is Spanish for mouse. If you put ita or ito on the end, it means little mouse. Mita was una hermosa ratonita, a beautiful little mouse. Her fur was gray with a hint of white above one eye. Mita was la más hermosa ratonita you had ever seen. All the other animals loved to watch her run through the grass. Even Carlos Lopez's cat, who was the best atrapa raton mouse catcher in these parts, wouldn't chase her because she was so bonita, cute. It was evening. Mita was strolling down a street in Coban, Guatemala. She was happier than normal because the baker's wife had fallen and dropped some pan dulce sweetbread in the streets. Mita's cheeks were stuffed with a sweet, fragrant dough. Suddenly, she was stopped in her tracks by the sight and sound of un pájaro, a bird that made her heart do flips. Vio was a house finch. Why did Vio affect her so? He wasn't as beautiful as Rico, the quetzal, with his blue head and long, colorful tail feathers, nor was he as macho as Juan the Tucan with the grand bill and the long wingspan. But his song was the most melodious she had ever heard. As Vio sat on the branch, serenading all who passed, Mita knew her heart was lost. At the same time, Vio noticed the bonita ratonita passing below, and also fell madly in love. He swooped down and landed on a small beer can near Mita. Hola, mi vida, Vio said, before he could be embarrassed. It was fortunately he spoke before he thought. Normally, his shyness stopped him from saying anything to any of the girls, las chicas. Theirs was a whirlwind romance. Vio flew with Mita on his back to the tops of the trees, where she could see the entire world, and Mita showed him where the farmer stored his bags of wheat. Mita tore a hole in the bag with her teeth, and the two of them dined. For the next month, Vio and Mita were always seen together in Coban. It was a cool evening in August. They were hunting crickets behind the panaderia, the bakery. Vio paused, looked deeply into Mita's ojos, and said, Cariña, te casaría conmigo? Will you marry me, dear? Sí, ay, 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 sí, 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 came the reply, along with an abundance of kisses all over the pájaro's bill and red feathers. The wedding was a social event of Coban. Juan the Tucan officiated since he was a priest and both families knew him. Santiago, the hairy dwarf porcupine, catered the wedding. Even Oscar the ocelot came with bandages on his uñas, his claws, to show that he wasn't going to hunt anyone. Everyone ate, drank, and danced through the evening. The animales talked about the wedding for years afterwards. Falling in love is easy. Making a life together requires work and compromise, even if both of you are the same animal. Marriage is hard. When one of you is a ratonita and the other is a pájaro, it's harder to make marriage work. They tried living in the tallest ceiba of Coban. The ceiba is the national tree of Guatemala. It blooms at night, and while Mita loved being able to eat a midnight moth when it came to pollinate, she had trouble climbing all the way to the top. They found a hole in the foundation of La Biblioteca, the library, but it was wonderful and cozy for Mita, but Vio was miserable nesting on the ground. Vio finally built a nest out of grass, twigs, leaves, wool, and even his own feathers, midway up a chucum tree. The thorns protected the lovers from Oscar the ocelot, so both of them felt safe. It was not so high that Mita had trouble climbing to the nest. Even in the second year of their marriage, when Mita was heavy with their first child, she could still make the climb. Yes. Vio was going to be a proud father, and Mita was beaming with a grand belly. Their pregnancy seemed like it would never end. 21 days in total. Can you imagine? 21 days of pregnancy with morning sickness and feeling bloated. Oh, the last few days, Vio told her to rest in bed while he brought her beetles, grubs, and seeds. What a wonderful husband. After an eternity of pregnancy, the big day was here, and Mita gave birth to their hijo. Everyone came by to see the niño. They all said he was as cute as his mother and as macho as his father. They named their niño Diego. He was a northern ghost bat. His fur was blanco, white, all over, with a small tail. He was so soft, suave, suave. Vio chirped lullabies every night, and Mita cuddled him in their nest while she nursed. The two lovers grew old together. They had several more children. Catalina was a tricolored bat. The children grew and also fell in love. Diego married a tugara frog. She and Vio sang dulce duets together, but we don't have time for their story. Towards the end of their life, they called together their niños and nietos, their grandchildren. They told them all of their love for each other and rehearsed their life story. It wasn't long after that that Mita and Vio died in their nest, surrounded by their large family. They died entwined wing in paw, with happiness shining on their faces for a life well lived. They were buried near the panaderia, where the baker's wife still sometimes drops pan dulce for the ratonitas.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Wayne Karchner, for sharing his story. Wayne is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. For more information on him and his work, be sure to check out his profile on utahstorytellingguild.website. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening. Hello everybody, it's your Captain Kenny Mears here with some exciting news. We here at Food for Thought Audio have been cooking up something special, and we are excited to announce a new show, Uplift Uganda, The Power of One Step Forward. Join host Trevor Dykes as he travels to Uganda to explore how to make a difference and help lift the people he loves there out of poverty. So please, go give a listen to Uplift Uganda, with new episodes released every Friday wherever you listen.